Haphazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Welcome back, Kaylee.
Welcome back, John.
It's time for another... What should we call these? Wine a
wine
day
time.
With wine time with Kaylee and mine. Wine time, the haphazardly wine time.
Yep.
So, what do we got today?
A Heredad Chivari Albarino, which is probably very white sounding.
I mean, this is all white. These are all white wines, right. But Heredad Chivari.
Yep. Albarino is the queen bee of Spain's white grapes. Our friend in Rojo, Ruth Chivari, has recently opened a cellar in its favorite region, Rías Baixas in northwest Spain. Thank you, dogs. And produced this elegant, brilliant, minerally fresh lemon, lime, and stony white. It's a wine file. Oh, this is the wine file. Tasting notes, delicate peach and nectarine balance.
Oliver.
Come on. All right. Delicate peach and nectarine balanced by great mineral freshness, aroma, tempting notes of ripe stone fruits, and a hint of sea air.
Should we crack this open?
Let's crack it open, baby.
It's 13.5% alcohol per volume.
That's how I like it.
Yeah. It's got to, if I'm judging this bottle on the decoration of the bottle label and stuff, it's going to get not a good grade. But
yeah, I don't know why they, you can just tell cheap bottles.
Right. Well, this is a $20 bottle of wine.
Wow. And my cheap bottle that I love is $7.
It has a twist top on it, too.
It does, but it's so good.
This one has a cork, not a twist top. So we're battling with the cork right now. Right now it's Kaylee Zero, cork top one.
What? I just pulled the thing off.
Well, it's still winning because it's not off yet. And we're turning and we're turning. Twist, twist, twist. I always imagine this guy here. Here's a guy lifting his arms up.
Me too.
Whoop. Yep. Yeah, pull it out. Pop. There you go. Pop. Smell it. What's it smell like?
Oh, it smells very grapey.
It does smell very grapey. All right. Can we clean up after we do this?
Well, I gotta pick up my...
All right. Dirt. Well, I'm gonna pour it then.
Should we put it over ice? Do we want it chilled?
I don't know.
Should we start chilling these?
We should start chilling them, but... All right. I got some non-metal glasses. We decided last time with Tafina and Kenrick that... Metal glasses were not good for tasting wine because it overpowers. And you like the metallic taste of your wine. Puppies, we're podcasting. Stop it. This is a professional podcast.
This is why you're not allowed to be on the podcast. You're too loud.
Right. All right. It's kind of weird having wine over ice.
No, it's not. Lots of people. It has even a lemonade.
It looks like lemonade, yeah. Now, is that because of the ice or is that...
I hope not.
Right. All right. Let's sift, sift. Cheers. Interesting.
I like it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it better than your puppies? I'm not editing any of this out.
I was fighting with the two puppies that we had to get. God, John.
I'm sorry that you got two puppies without asking.
Oh, and then guess what we decided today?
That'll be a different episode.
Oh.
We'll do another house update, hint, hint, for everybody.
Oh, my God. We're fucking crazy.
We are fucking crazy. It's not bad.
Literally and figuratively.
Hey-o! It's way better than that South African wine.
Oh, my God, that was terrible, and I really wanted to like it.
It's not bad. Oliver!
No, this one's good. It tastes like white grapefruit juice with wine.
There's more to read.
Oh.
Yeah, go down a little more.
Well, shit.
Oh, Ollie. Let's go outside. Dogs won't stop barking. We're going to step outside. So you probably hear us better. All right.
The dogs will just follow.
All right, there you go.
Spain's white wines have really come of age in the last decade. Out went oxidation and in came mesmerizing crisp and vivacious stony lemon flavors. In cool, wet...
Did you say vivacious?
That's what it says.
Nice. Good word.
That is a good word. I always forget about it. In cool, wet Galicia in northwest Spain, the winemaking duo... Nope. D-O. Do. Do. I don't know. Of Rías Baixas is home to the spoke. Whenever I see words in foreign languages, I really just make it up random. And man, that's close.
I've kind of noticed. It's kind of beautiful.
I'm like, it's this now. Spellbinding Albarino grape. Such is.
You think this is albino.
Yeah, I know. Such is its popularity these days that growers can barely keep up with the demand. Ruth, which it's sold out.
Sold out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the page. Bad. Yeah. Ruth Chavarri's Albarino comes in from one of the grape's much preferred sites close to the Atlantic coast, so it's really authentic sample. It's a complex combination of nectarine and peach flavors with a fine minerality.
Minerality.
Courtesy of the rich... olivial soils and a freshness thanks to a cool sea breeze. All in all, a Spain Fandango of delight sipped on its own or with noodles and catch of the day. Oh yeah, and it got a 4 out of 5 on customer reviews. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's got, I mean, it does, it kind of tastes like alcoholic grape juice, or not, like white grape juice.
Mm-hmm. And this person said, recently I've not been a big fan of white wine, but recently discovered the Albarino grape and must say this is very nice. Easy to drink white wine.
It is easy to drink.
It is. We've already drank most of our cup.
I'm drinking more than you, which is kind of shocking.
Oh, no, we're about
the same. About the same.
A real nice wine, crisp with a slight citrus bite.
Yeah.
I think they're confusing. Well, white grapefruit. Yeah. Citrus. Albarino is my favorite white wine, and this bottle is probably the best one ever. Ooh.
Got some good remarks. I agree with these remarks, man. They're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of these are very recent, too. Thank you, COVID.
Right. Well, a lot of people probably bought this box. I mean, go figure. So, how would you rate this wine on our... Do you remember our scale from the beers? What is it?
Oh.
What is it? What is it?
I will buy this. This is my favorite. I'll buy it.
Start with zero and go up.
I won't drink it, even if I'm drunk. I'll drink it if I'm drunk. I'll drink it if you brought it. I'll look for it, but it's my second choice, and it's my first choice. I'm going to the store for it.
So which one is this for you?
A one. I'm five. The last one.
You would go buy this?
Yes.
You would go seek this out?
Yes.
So does that make your Costco one a six then?
Yes. That one's also cheap.
No, I think it's about a 4 or 4.5 for me. It's pretty good. I'm not a big wine drinker, but I do. This does taste pretty good.
Yeah, I really
like it. It's not the alcohol talking.
And Kendrick and Tafine totally missed out on this one.
Yeah, the first two with us, but not the third one, fuckers.
Right.
Any closing thoughts on this wine?
Yum, let's have some more.
All right, do you want to give our listeners out there a little hint of the episode we're talking about?
I already gave the hint. It's about the house and how we hate the house that we'd spent a year looking for and we bought it and now we're gonna sell it.
Hey, that's not a hint. That's like dropping your load. Just pop it out there.
That's what happens when you're like, it'll be 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 seconds.
We're not talking about the podcast anymore, are we? Hey, was that a stab at me?
No, it was a stab at men in general.
Stab in the butt.
Oh, this is not for you.
Right. Our puppies are like, can't leave us alone. Oliver is sitting literally on my feet while Rupert's chewing on a stick.
And Rupert's like, durr. That's because he's so much younger.
Right. Hey, don't chew on that. So, all right. Well, I'm going to finish this glass and get another one. How about you?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Until tomorrow for more wine.
Yes. Kendrick asked me, how far are you through? Are you having a glass of wine every day? I'm like, or a bottle? I'm like, no, but that's a good idea.
Well, I mean, we're going to release these every day like we are.
He's going to pee in the grass. Yay!
Yay, Rupert! To be clear, he's a dog, not a human. Rupert Grint is not over here peeing in our yard.
Which I found out where I heard the name.
Where's that from?
I must have talked to Jackie the night before, and she has a hamster, or her cat is named Rupert, after Rupert Grint.
And so it's subconscious?
It was totally subconscious, because she was like, Rupert, and then she was like, yeah, that was really weird that you named your dog that, but I like it. And I was like, oh, shit, I totally probably, because I talk to her all the time, and damn it. Because the next day, I was like, hi, Rupert, random, like, totally not random.
But I mean, I wonder where it came from, too. That makes sense.
It does make sense.
Stolen from Jackie the Beast.
Yep.
Former host of the show with us.
Yep.
But she left us.
But she'll come back.
Eventually. So, all right. I need more wine. I'm out. Mm. I'm not trying to record you drinking. I'm trying to record you saying bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.